but it has the cause and it's very big. It doesn't actually surpass.
Right. So what his kavana originally was that it should be bread.
Bread mamish.
And then he changed his mind.
Then he changed his mind. Then it's chayv. But if the kavana at the time of the Gilgul was that the dafia should be sugdanim, then it's
from the very outset.
Yeah, then it's potter.
And the rabbinic times disagree.
That disagrees.
So what are the practical non-communities between rabbinic time and Ramban?
Yeah. This case, exactly this case.
But I'm talking about, you know, Allah or myself. Like, we don't make sukkim in the world. I'm talking about more practical.
I don't know what kind, what is sukkim in today. There are many sukkim, I don't, I'm not eat walking because we only eat
in terms of what we eat.
I will never eat something that is bilarako. Even crackers is a bilarako. But there are kinds of sunshine. I don't know, today they have sunshine crackers.
Yeah.
Years ago they had sunshine. It's very, very thin. Not like graham crackers. Graham crackers is thick, but sunshine crackers. I see that you know what sunshine is. And Tishol doesn't know. He doesn't. Shmuley, do you know what sunshine crackers is?
No.
No. That was. It was under the Ashkocha years ago for Rav Gelman or Rav Ashoven. He was a tzaddik from Trochet. I'll tell you, he's the grandfather of the Rav in St. Louis, of the Rebbe in St. Louis. What I forgot his name.
Bo married
the granddaughter of Rav Gelman. So he was a tzaddik. He had the Hersha. He had the Hersha on sunshine. In those days, you know, 50 years ago, 55 years ago, you know what that means? 60 years ago, the very outset. So at the very beginning, we were here. He got $100, $100 a week for that stuff. Something tremendous, you know. Rabbonim is a big Rav, a successful Rav, a big speaker, got $25 a week. Oh, it was considered like, you know, like Jewish center today. I mean, even more. I mean, that was, and most Rabbonim, great Rabbonim, received $10. Rav Mordechovich in Bronx. He was so happy. My father had to make many telephone calls for him. So he got the Rabbonim in Bronx, Rav Mordechovich. So what was the salary? $10.
Really, yeah.
$10. And the Romja, Roy Rosh Hashivas.
He was a Lomja, wasn't he?
Simcha Gov, the son, Simcha, I don't know that you know. He died young. All of a sudden, very young. He was a Mitzuya. So he wanted to try out for a Rabbonus in Bronx. And the salary was $10. And it was very friendly to Michael Feinstein. And Michael Feinstein was a big broadcaster. So he discussed it and he said, yeah, the Rabbatim don't know him, he speaks, he don't even understand. And he don't even understand that Russia has to speak on the level. So he doesn't know it again. So he said, so why don't you ask many Talmidim from Farsha's time, he should become and then he can vote some heaven. So, but in order to come a member, you have to pay dues for a year. All you have to do is the first year. So he says, so well, I guess. So Michael Feinstein distributed $700. He gave a million. Take that. A big deal, you know, brother. So then he got it. They voted. They were 12 of them and 5 the others. And 2 of the 5 also voted. So he had a majority, a big majority. So that was a tremendous advantage. $10. $10. my house starts to talk about Kabbalah. So I've gone on $100 a week, but he was in Gadi Mitzvahs. And the owner of Sunshine, so he was a Jew, but not observant. So he let him do everything, observe, catch, etc. But one thing he didn't let him do, he wants to take halt. It was under the shkoche of many organizations. At that time, you didn't have the old union, but you had the forerunner or the predecessor of the OK level. The OK level knows. Then you got the army of Russia to get all this. So they never mentioned Halev. He didn't understand it, he didn't want to understand. So yes, my father was shy. So my father said, if it had been nurse Israel, you wouldn't be allowed, because then you would be in Khalida. Because Nurse Israel, even though Halab Nurse Israel today is also in Kabana. But yeah, there was a Nisa Tefu. But in Chutzlar Estaloch is Eichel Heilich Fati Matri. So you can read the whole Nisa, and then you leave over one little piece, and after you eat and digest it, it's not very long, you are mafkish it on whatever you ate of it. How the child is eaten. It's mafkish, the woman, it's there. That's right. So it's a raya, the bachalas kutzlores, the chachomim, or the misakim, the mitzvah fashe, but not the mitzvah, because by Chalas after soil, there are two galachs in Yisatev. And in Yisafosh, the Chai is, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, where there are Foshes Chalas. And the Sinai Keen, or Tome, are counted as two mitzvahs or as one mitzvah. So the Shittas Rambam is counted. There's one mitzvah in the other mitzvah. And the Ramban and other Rishayim say it's two separate mitzvahs. What in that community? After a minute, there was a machlokes. I don't know what I mentioned here. Kingdom of Avraham and the Taz in the Hashrit. Whether the Taz in the Hashrit says the mitzvah of Hoshes for males is shayach, even if you don't intend to eat, suppose. You bake in Nisa, and you put it in the storage for a year. Wonderful. You are still mechuyev to be mafkish chal. So Mele and the Mon Avraham, Rabbi Leia mentions, Milchashkite, the Mon Avraham, Milchashkite, Israel, Simon Dalman, he says, the mitzvah of Afroshi is only if you want to eat it. So it's a raya from the Chlubi Stone Machlake of the Rambam Rambam. So Mele, according to the Rambam, that is two separate mitzvahs. And according to the Taz, which is probably based upon the Shita of the Rambam, that even if you don't want to eat from it, so you still have to be mafresh. There is a mitzvah of Afroshi. So Mele, the Chachomim, the Chalas Chusroes, were only Misake in the mitzvah first, but not Yisatev. Because how is it safe to say, it takes all this a travel in a prayer when it's not there. Then I found, very interesting, after my father's prayer, there is a tshuva from one of the daily, the contemporaries of Yankele Kalina. He was the Tom Mubekov of Chaim Olozhman. So one of the deal, I forgot the name of the other one, he said like my father. And Yankel Kalina said, no, it's not a baye because he's with Rabbonon. So Chachomim or Misake, that it takes off this table, the Mafreya. I mean, it's not Mistabel, Mafreya, I mean, it's not Bela. If it's a Mafreya, it's Bela, so you find such a thing. Well, it's not very long. I mean, ancient history, it takes up these of them. I mean, that's not this time. Anyway, so my father mentioned the time and told me since in Chalas was born, you're not in there. And how much we in there? What? Because the owner is not Mikhail Mitzvah, so are you responsible for the fact that the owner does not put on the film? When you are Mashiach, you are only made. That is called Ismutavachim. But Mitzvah, there is nothing to do with you. Can be Mashiach for him, so it can be Mashiach. And other things like Abichel Shabbos and everything. Why, I mean, that would be mamish nonsense to give up such a job or any job. So, he kept the position.
So in Chutzla, since there's no Tintev also be a mutter to eat the challah?
Yes, the mutter is a challah. And it's even possible. I mean, in other words, somebody buys, now the shaila is, suppose you buy from a baker that didn't think of her. Do you have an avera if you don't think of her? So of course the proper one is to take of her. Is to take of her. So that should be fluid. I discussed it with the Rebels of Basical Russia. The proper thing is, so fluke, I said that the fluke is totally machlekes, the taz and the gavon. If we say that, like the taz, that there is a mitzvah for she, even if you don't want to eat on it, san humo is the chiyuv for shecha. And the one who makes the guilt. Because he doesn't eat, so why is he not clear to the mafos? Because he was megalvel this. Megalvel this, it doesn't mean the goyim who makes the mission, but the owner of the isha at the time of the guilt. But the buyer is not mechuyev. If we say like the mafos, that there is no chiyuv unless you decide to eat it. So then the chiyuv is, who is the mechayev of the mitzvah of Roshay, the eating. So really the bayah is mechayev. So it's not such a double portion, so actually it could be made. But of course the proper, I mean, why should we make it when it's a very simple thing to mafish challah? Anyway, so.
Well, you could be mafish challah even when it's already baked.
Oh, sure.
No problem. No problem. So, over here, these crackers you're saying would be enough for the new tea.
Oh, yeah, that's how it's done. The sunshine crackers, right. Sure. Very, very thick.
Right. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would say that you are chayev.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how's it going? That according
to Rabbeinu Tam, it's chayev.
I mean, Rabbeinu Tam would be chayev. Right, because.
That's right.
Very clean job, right? And according to Ramban, it's higher, right?
According to Ramban, it's higher. According to Ramban, because the Mishnah says, Chiloson Isha of the Sefer Sukkim, is higher. And Ramban says,
depends on your Kavon.
The Kavon. But only if the Kavon at the very outset, at the time of the guilt, was. To bake it and it's over too. But he
is
then he changed his mind.
How did they start off Shamshan Kruf? They start with Tikta and make it into thin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you'll be chayev.
Yeah, that's
right. And according to Ramban, you're chayev.
Because that was not a change of mind.
That it was Metzius that changed.
Okay, yeah. Aber Ramban ist auch ein Kalkal, auf der Lüche zu kurz. Die wollen mehr. Die Kind haben auch schon verlassen, die sollen sie was zu tun, ich habe die Halle, ich habe mich schon mit Trilo, all das Lüche. Ich habe gar nicht mehr, ich habe die Dio. Die Aber, die sind in der Klasse, ich habe so zu nehmen, wo ich auch auch hier in No. Aber Kohl, ich habe schon mit Trilo, all das, so zu nehmen, aber die sind immer so Kosho. Because you go in a high, by an arrangement, the man, in social philosophy, Sukhini, you say for Sukhini, and you call him Isa. But you go so, Rako, when you please, by an Vietnam, is a sacro of the man, so we in Echon, I'm a coach also, and it's still a cash of the Echon. Or a in, in an officially also, for Shum, Shimu, אין גרום חייבס, שתירגו זה אמינה סליכטר. That was the Sikudimye. In other words, if at the time of when he made the gilgul, he intended that it should be used for clothing, not for human beings, so then he doesn't have a shemlach. All right, anyway, that would be enough for this.
And the same halakha would apply by bracha, which bracha you make?
That's right, of course. So the makokis rabbi. That's the taste for some brachas, yes. Yeah.
Mm. So this would be tally on this makokis rabbi.
That's right, that's
right. So what about, let's say, pizza that they make, right?
I really don't know how what pizza is. What is it? Pilo rako or pilo dako? Pilo rako or pilo?
It's a rako.
Yeah.
And it's a dough-like bread,
I never eat pizza,
but they put cheese on it,
and tomato sauce. I see it in the show, my grandchildren eat it. But I never eat it, never taste it. Mm-hmm.
They put tomato sauce and cheese on a dough.
So then other child is there, because it's mixed with all kinds of potatoes and so on. It's not a child, it's not too complicated.
It's like bread,
yeah. Any food that I don't like, it's halakhically complicated. Yosef Rabbe, Rabbi Yosef, just finish up to the end of it. Yosef Rabbe, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zere, Kamri Gehule, Omalei Rabbe, Rabbi Zere, Boedne, Gehule, die kommt die Kinder, die habe ich kurz mal. Omri Maimri, die Aminri, Omri Heimri, Maisiukis, Omri Radeis, Rabzere, Poemini, Nule, Higulifnim, Abuko Kneg, dem Al, Omri Maimri, die Aminri, Omri Vanin, Isinkei, Omri Rabase, Iso Shomaisa Sheini, Idil Rabmea Turmiachal, because Rabmea holds that my Shasheni is Mom Lodea. Srat is Mom. The Dibu Chachomim Chayev is Chal. Maso Shomai Shasheni, the Dibu Rameya, that it's Mom Lodea, in the Nisri Chivos, because Maso has to be Shalei. The Dibu Chachomim, that my Shasheni is Mom Hedye, that's what we did. Yisri Chivos, because it is shall Estrich so much a shame either is a loch of Lachem, the dealer of Meir, the Zishmon of Meir, it's not Lachem. In Yisun Chivos beyond, the dealer of Chon of Yisun Chivos beyond, Maski Flei, Afpoke Bishle in Yisrael, so there's a loch of Lachem, Yaksid, Pachale, Arisisechem, Mishorachem, Estrich Nang, Zachsim, Kachim Lachem, Lachem, Mishorachem, Yehem, אבל מה זה מיקסי מצא סחק? אמר עובד, ותאים רבים בשעומי, אסי לחם לחם. סיב אוכל לחם אין, סיב אוסום, וחל אברי ואחורכם, ולחם אורץ, מה להר משולכם? אף כאן משולכם. ואם מסייל, איסו שמי זה שאין נבטור מאחר, דיבר אמרי, חכום מימים חיות, ואם מסייל, הנה, אוכל כמה. Lehmen mit der Pflege bei Isse im Lernach Anki und die Umar Schane Rossam sich sieb alle Seisechen, alle Seisechen Fresin. So, Boye, Rafim Lok, Schmaus, Yosuch, was sie bechalle schon mal so schön.
Right, so according to this Gemara, there's within the two months, it has to be Shalachem.
That's right.
That's how we
But there is a difference between Mat, the Shalachem of Matze, and the Shalachem of Esra. I ask it's not only Gozo, or Shalach, Gozo, or Hefka. Hefka could say, and me, they can only say to me, but even Shul is possible. So the Matze Shul is Shubad, incarnate. Why? Because by Shul, he has King on King and Pears. Shul has King and Pears, but he doesn't have the King and Agus by Shul. So, ולכן בישריק מינס יש זה בקינה גוף. The lochem of which is only alfusi. It doesn't say matzaschem. So it's only alfusi. From Chale, so it's only that he has there something on it. Yeah, if it's coming to him for eating, I mean, if it's coming to him for eating, even though it's not coming for him for other things, suppose he wants to keep it, you know. As a decoration, you know, in Matzah Pesach and Matzah Mitzvah, so then he's considered lochem. That's the only difference. And by Chale, the same thing. By Chale, only if it is a Nisa Tzulos of his part of Chale. But suppose it's a Nisa Tzulos, if he gave him the shoes to use his flour and his water, so then it is Chayeli B'chale.
Wait, Rabbi, does the Rambam ever mention the halacha by Sha'ula?
No, it doesn't mention.
So how do you
but
know?
But Kishayim mentioned.
Who?
In your day it's mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why? From the Rambam we don't know.
I don't think certainly not exclusive.
So you're saying it's only in the other Rishon?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, and there is a raya from Yerushalmi Chalam. It's not a Hashem. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Now here the Gemara only mentions in Machleke between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as whether my Hashem is one of the Rambam, as Rav Meir says, and Rav Yehuda says is one of the Rambam. But you know that mention a difference between my Hashem in Gruin and my Hashem in Yerushalayim. The Rambam mentions the difference in the Rambam passages. Let's see how that works.
Well, the Mishnah mentioned the difference. Didn't the Mishnah say it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Mishnah.
Yeah, the Mishnah mentions. The Mishnah mentions.
The Dafka Sheniftu, the Mishnah says.
Yeah. So. כבוד מחסכון שמעצה לא חכס הכי אני מייצים לחל ולתום אף על פי שהיא מעצו שנוריד לחלות וכי מייצים ומעצו שם איזה שני בירושלים כל עם איזה שני בירושלים אבל מייצים למעצו של ביקורים אפילו בירושלים שהביקורים הם נעצו בכל משהו אבל ששני יהיה זה So here the Rambam mentions the Gabi Matzah that didn't know how the Rambam passed. The Matzah be of Shabbayim. So he says, in other words, the pastor is like a mood that he might ashamed in one head, but Maisa did my shame be bullied. So he's not saying why you can very simple because my shame be bullying. He has no ishtam shushi tashmish altogether. At least in Yerushalayim, you can even be dush. It's limited ishtamshis. So you see bailas mubbalas. That is bailas. It's even be dush. But he's not allowed to be maxed, he's not allowed to be a shaloi bidushin. I mean, he has to buy payless dafti or behemoths, and tida tati, tia shlomim, and so on. And it's also to be eaten by minutes. So there are limitations upon his ishtamshes and his achir. But he has a limited virus. Mashaim Kim is not allowed to do it altogether. All he's allowed is to look at it. He cannot do anything else. So he's no virus. something. Maybe he's not teaching the same thing as the Rebbe. How does Lachem? Lachem means I'm a Baal. What's a Baal mean? A Baal doesn't mean that he has theoretical title. He can suppose the government freezes one's asset, somebody's asset. Let's say an asset is much as it's trading and so on. So it can be used, it cannot be used, because he has no issues with that. So the same thing the Rambam mentions, so we got a halt. And it doesn't make any distinction between Yerushalayim and the world. So it's Mashma. If you give Yerushalayim, you can only try to finish in the same thing. The Rambam says in Maisa Sheinu that Maisa Sheinu, so even Yerushalayim, you cannot give Matan. So what's the question? So the question is, why is there a difference between Matzeh Esrik and Chal on one hand and Dushin Maton on the other? So my father says a very simple thing. By Matzeh it's only Shaila of Lachem. So since יש חוסי אכילה בדושה, limited אכילה. In a certain knowing how he has to eat it. He has to buy the most machine, certain peres of heme, shlomim, if he heme, so he has to buy shlomim and eat it with busha with nation. So the male is considered for him. But in order to be advising to give away my tone, I have to have unlimited balance. If it's limited virus, I cannot give away nothing. That's one gist. My father is Malik and Malik and Malik. I mean, what's not Nigir, it's also Nigir. Tadarion, which is not our Indian.
So, yes, so by Kiddushin, why is it not?
Because he has to give away Matonic. You have no issues to give away Matonic.
You're saying you have the stamps, but it's not virus.
Limited virus.
It's limited virus.
Limited virus.
And
you cannot give away Matonic. A limited balance. Unless you'll be Kaddisha with Amoye.
That's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
And why by a Kala you'll be fired?
Because it's Lachem. You'll be limited balance.
Oh, Lachem by Kala is the same as by Moser?
That's right. Yeah.
But
even
by Esro,
is a difference.
You said by Esro, Lachem is different than.
Yeah,
by.
But as far as this is concerned, it's the same thing. The difference is only by Matze, even a GMP, is not. And by Esrik, Dafke Kiyam, that's only...
Maybe the Rambam doesn't hold such a distinction.
What?
Maybe...
Please, Israel, don't be mechadish machreich, it's just unnecessary. Okay, I think that will be all. Now, what I need, a chumash, that Torah of Pasch is off.
You have a chumash right there.
Now, how much time am I giving?
40 minutes.
45 minutes.
You said to my Mincha is 12:40, and now it's 2 minutes before 12.
40 minutes.
Oh, I thought you said 20 minutes.
No, 40.
I'm sorry. Now, first of all, I want to discuss where the Parsha Zohar is in us. So he says that Neakvat, Shein Shon Minyan, the English Vatoran, Mukhyobin Lies Beliam, Parshish Socher or Parshish Bo. Because there's a case of shitting Gila and Boch. The Kriyas HaTorah of Parashat Zohar and Parashat Paul, we realize. Then, why is it to Parashat Zohar? Because Zohar is also a Chamor. It's not so little about Parashat. The Rambam is from Mitzvah says, what not the Mora Megillah says, in this Kriy, the Sishka Bulev, and Zohar be paid. So what it means, the whole past, the Ramzan says that when the Melech Yisrael has to wage war against Amorim, he has to arouse and inspire the army, the soldiers, and the Mais Amor.
Well, Sishkach, what?
Sishkach, what?
And the Zohar?
So the Zohar will be there.
So who says that?
The Ramzan. There's the Gemara in the Gilead, it's a free. But what's the Pshad repair? So the Rambam says it means that when the Melech Yisrael or the Nodi, so when they tell the Dam to Melech Amorek, he has to allow the memory of the Mais Amor. But like this, not Bishop Mohammed, there is no misrealize. There is no misrealize of you. The one who says that he's the Raisa, he stays. Megillah Tesis in Wachs, and the Tchris HaTorah, Parshat Zohar, is in the Reich. Parshat is a separate thing. So, the Chinuch mentions that Yeshemim, that the Tchris HaTorah, the Tzibur, from the Skator, is the Reich, and the Tchad Zohar, the Reich. But Achsam Zeyra points out, doesn't mean Torah doesn't mean that the Shabbat for Purim. Bhuvan itself is not in the eye. It means once a year. The Lord in the Tia says that he could curse the Gala Devi. It means the Simone 12 years after he lost it, 12 months after he lost it, so then he doesn't have to return. Because he was certainly in the eye. Because he, if he didn't get it for 12 months, so he's nishkach mali. So in other words, so mele, what is, Chassam Sefer is mechadish achidish. So the Chassam Sefer says, even according to taste with Sindachim, this is Aisha, doesn't mean Shabbat for Paul. It means once a year, once in 12 months. So mele, but it doesn't have to be the Aisha Dafke, Shabbat for Paul. When you hear it, the Tzibu Parsha Kisei Tzibu, if he heard it, in Parshat Yisrael, so he has to hear it again, before, he has to hear it again, I mean, that means if he heard it in Parshat Yisrael the year before, so then he cannot wait for the,
What about the klal of Zechira Kodem Asiyah? What does the Chassam Sefer do with that?
What?
Zechira Kodem Asiyah. That you have to read Zohar
before? It's called Nasi. So.
Before Purim, before you do the mitzvah sayom.
That's the alfuse in the mitzvah of Kriya Samgiri. But that means the rice, Kriya Samgiri itself is not the rice. Then there is
another one. Does the Bakari have to have a specific kavan to be mitzvah to you though, if you want to be mitzvah with Kisetze?
No, the Torah is not good after, because every Jew is there, I mean, so there we are good after. The Gabbai announces he should have Kavan. So then...
Are you going to the Kriya by Kisete, even if Balkir did not have Kavana?
Balkir is certain as Kavana to be made, he never said that. Doesn't announce it, I mean, this is just a
Hunan. You have the Kriya in the shop?
That's it. There's Gabbai's practical ability. The government should be pleased so much with this, the clock on the table, and just as my chief, you know. He doesn't do it every Shabbos. So...
In Parshas B'Shalach, you can't...
Now the question is, does the Machlokes between the Malachom and the Mishnah? And the Mishnah, the Malachom says that Yamakayim the mitzvot are Aisha of Zohar. When you hear the parish of Ayurveda Mo, by that the Zohar Shoshana. The Mishnah Berurah is Chelik, and the Raivet in his Pirush and Vayikra, and the Rash in his Pirush Vayikra, you probably hear in his Pirush and Vayikra.
Major?
Say what?
On the Sifri?
Rabbi Yehuda.
On the Sifri?
Sifri. He says, Vayikra, he says, in Bukhkesa, he's a heart is this Yavon, and this is Yakim. But heart is this Yakim, and this is this Yavon, Eskevarsas. So the, all the three say that not only if you hear the Parsh Vayyama Amolitiah is, if you hear the Megillah and Purim, you're also is. So it's a Kavachimel of life. In other words, when Zohar is the right say, it means a parish of Kisakish, it doesn't even have to be a parish of Hamish Mukite, or has come the Hamel parish. The deals with Amol, and Megillah also do it because Haman was Mizar Amol, or has come the Hamel, the parish of Vayavi Amolik Natera, and that's the basis, the foundation for the Mishra of Zohar. So of course he is so. I consider the Mishnah Berurah as a difficult Mishnah. It's a difficult one. But, so So the question is, why are they mechuyev? Why are they mechuyev to go out of the village and stay Shabbos Ocher in the city? Because they could stay in the city any other Shabbos, because he says it to, or Purim in the city. Purim, they are allowed to travel. Understand? The answer is called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kinderaisity. So since once a year is with the Reisen of Huyeh, and it's a field that is on each individual Jew, some mele, the Shabbat before Purim, and the Rabbanon is also a field of free on each individual Jew. Mashainchi, the Kusato, and the Tzibur, every Shabbos, or Monday and Thursday, is not a field that is incumbent upon it every year. But it's a field that is incumbent upon it, so actually, that's a machlekes Hashem. But apparently the shita of the Pesach of Mechaber is that way. 2 days basis of work. There is no chiyuv to hear Pesach Torah. If you happen to be in shul and there is a minyan Jew, so then there is a chiyuv and it's simple to have Pesach Torah. But suppose you're not in shul, you're not in a chiyuv. So let's say suppose you're not well. You're not mechuyev to call a minion in the house. You're not mechuyev to call. Oh, of course, if it's not far from the shul and it doesn't go, so it's lazy shomra. So, but through the tzibur, you know, in order to say the same thing, because usually, bishakneses, bishchunene, lecharim, mikha shomra. Actually, Reb Chaim was very makpid on Pesach Torah. Very much, but not only Pesach Torah Shabbos. He was on Pesach Torah Monday and Thursday. And many times when Reb Chaim had to go to Warsaw by train from Brisk, so he had to stop off in Siedlitz in the middle of the way and stay there all the night in order to hear Pesach Torah in the morning. And then the next day he would go by train from Shedlitz to Warsaw. So much. And to the Tzibur, the Chaim and all the Briskerov and the Grenchen and that one.
Why not?
They never done the Tzibur.
How come?
Because they went to down for city. Even though today they could find me a city, but there's the minute, you know, from Brisk, some mail.
Right. Chaim Daphne Basik instead of davening the Tzibur.
In Brisk, there was no minute of Basik in the Tzibur.
So he's having the sikkim.
He said, sikkim is going,
says. How about Minchar? Chaim Daven Minchar B'tzibur?
Never! Even Shachris is being Daven.
No, but there's no Vasikin by Minchar.
Yeah, okay.
So why didn't he Daven Minchar B'tzibur?
Oh, you have a kasha, all right? You tie it against me. But there's the facts to it. I'm telling you history, that's all.
No, but you said because of Vasikin.
Yeah, right.
There's something Shachris wrong with your explanation.
Shachris is more important.
Right, I understand. But for Mincha, you should have been mocked at the Daven B'tzibur.
No, as far as the mitzvah of Kriya B'tzibur, apparently Shachris is more important than that. Why, I don't know.
No, but he missed Shachris B'tzibur. He didn't Daven Shachris
B'tzibur.
Yeah, so he Daven B'tzibur, right?
I'm only saying that if there had been him seeking Shachris B'tzibur, you know, the kind of mitzvah B'tzibur.
Right.
But he wasn't Makpi, so on Basikin he was Makpi, except
right.
He couldn't do it.
Right.
But see, B'Mincha he wasn't Makpi on Tzibur. That's a fact, right? That's a fact. Now let's see the Morin Brachas. Ches amud aleph. the third line from the end of the Rav Nachman Omar Rav Aver Leidich Si Ve'iz Ve'adish Yichu Ve'aminiach Sivateya Ve'iz. If somebody is in shul and the tzibur is taking out the sivator to read the Torah of the tzibur, and then another person walks out, so it's an issue. Between K and Levi, Levi in Israel, you are allowed to walk out, as long as you don't walk out in the middle of Kesaton. Boy Rachbop, Psuker, Psukema. It's higher on this Gemara that in those days they read very, very slow. Imagine today, one posik and another posik, or because they have been Tobin. They have been Tobin. So, the Tobin is not. So the more it's a state. Rafshishes now the rapping because, from our man, the don, the when he was in shul and the tzibur was reading Kesator, so he was involved in learning, so he turned his back and he started to learn. Rafshishes was right, so he didn't have to turn his back in order to